Bader Show, 1036. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Talking about the video taken by, well, I will admit, a militant animal rights group. And yes, you can be sure that thing was edited for maximum effect. I accept all of that. That said, there are things on that video that cannot be defended. By the way, we're Gary D. and Pulaski. Gary, before you see what you're going to say, I want you to confirm something for me, okay?
Yes, sir.
A listener asked, what is a downer animal? They didn't. Here's my definition. Tell me if you agree. My understanding was always a downer is one that's not going to be able to stand on its own and you need to kill the animal. A downed animal is an injured one that you're probably going to be able to deal with.
Yeah, a downed animal is one that has some hope of recovery,
right.
But a downer, not going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the way I remember the definition. I just wanted to make sure. All right. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've got two thoughts. First off, and you know me well enough to know that I can't go by without saying this. When groups like this get real serious, and they would maybe change their name for instead of mercy for animals, how about mercy for unborn humans?
Yes.
Throwing that aside, I mean, doggone it, let's keep the main thing. The treatment of those animals was beyond explanation and really something that we never could have done on a farm. You and I both were raised on a farm. We both pulled a few in our days. Listen, you found out that you kept the animals as healthy and as happy. Did you ever hear the term contented cows?
Yep.
You kept them as healthy and happy, so they would produce. I mean, beating them doesn't prove anything, but nonetheless, it was bad. It took place, and now we've got to deal with this mess.
That's exactly right. However, I would not minimize what you said about how this is headlines everywhere and millions of unborn children are killed every day. I you know what? That is relevant, Gary. That's not a small point.
Did you ever see any newscast whatsoever, any newscast on the major networks run a video of a late-term abortion or partial birth abortion? Show it. Show it to them. Show it on TV.
Look at the outrage that missionaries to the preborn drew from having pictures of aborted fetuses.
That's right.
Still shot. No, that's not a small point at all. To Gail in Wausau. Gail, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry, I have not seen this video, unfortunately, but I probably will. But I grew up on a farm with cows in central Wisconsin here.
Mm-hmm.
So I know about cows, I know about animals, I know about how animals respond when they're treated with kindness. A downer, by definition, is a sick or injured animal.
Right.
And, you know, these people, I mean, anybody who, and the thing is, a healthy cow is going to get up on its own. You know, if you just mildly, slap it a little bit or hit it a little bit, they're going to get up very quickly on their own if they're healthy. If it's a sick or injured animal, you know, they need to treat it with kindness and respect. I mean, these animals are sentient beings. You know, if you want to see cruelty, go to a slaughterhouse. The downers, how they treat them there, they're not even dead, and they pick them up with these end loaders or whatever and stab them with these forklifts. And it's absolutely profound cruelty how they treat these animals. And I mean, if people only knew, here's the real problem. Why has the Department of Agriculture made a law to prevent videotaping in their factory farms with pigs, veal, chickens? How they're treated is absolutely profoundly cruel.
Gail, thanks a lot for the call. It sounds to me, though, like Gail has an agenda. Now, I'm not saying she's wrong about some of the things that she said. However, sometimes it's going to be unpleasant when you're dealing with a downed animal. It's going to be. I'm not defending what was on the video. I do have an email here from another producer. Jerry, I'd like to extend an open invitation to visit our farm, similar to Wheezy in size. I don't want to comment on the video, but I will, as things taken out of context always look bad. I will not defend the hip lifters issues. This was bad. Also, all of the video was taken in their old facility. Now, I don't know the distinction there. I don't know what he means by that. However, as you said, a Down cow needs encouragement from time to time in order to help them. The cow with the lump jaw was nasty. Anyhow, on this issue or anything else dairy-related, and then he invites me to check it out, and I will. I will. My point is this. Trust me, I don't want to condemn the industry. I continue to love it. I'm just saying they have to understand this is going to happen. And it's they just need to be above board. Yeah. Was the video likely edited for effect? Absolutely. But the reality is even Wheezy isn't really denying what you see on that video. All right, I went way longer on that than I wanted to. So I have to say a couple of things here very quickly because I still want to get to the budget agreement. Sean Duffy in the 7th Congressional District now has a challenger I have known for weeks that she was going to announce. She is Ashland City Council member Kelly Westland. She announced in the 7th Congressional District yesterday. She is a tax and spend liberal. I don't think this is a lot for Sean Duffy to worry about. She's an Ashland City Council member. It's not a very high elected office, and Ashland is way up in the far corner of that district. That this is who was put forward tells me they don't have much in the 7th. I'm not bold enough to predict this, but it's looking more and more like Reed Ribble will not have a Democratic challenger in the 8th. I could be wrong on that. And I really could be wrong on that. But from what I'm hearing, there's just no one even remotely close from, in terms of even seriously challenging Reed. Then there's this. I didn't do much on this when it came out last month. Mark Levin went absolutely ballistic on this. It's now being called by a bunch of congressmen, Republican congressmen, Fairness Doctrine 2.0. I want to read their letter to the FCC Chairman Thomas Wheeler. This is from the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Dear Chairman Wheeler, last Congress, after more than 60 years, the FCC finally removed the Fairness Doctrine from the Code of Federal Regulations. Since 1987, it just went unenforced. Now it's gone. Over the course of its time on the books, FCC chairmen and commissioners have acknowledged that it was an intrusion by the FCC into the freedoms of speech and the press that could not be supported by law. Given the widespread calls for the commission to respect the First Amendment and stay out of the editorial decisions of reporters and broadcasters, we were shocked to see that the FCC is putting itself back in the business of attempting to control the political speech of journalists. It is wrong. It is unconstitutional, and we urge you to put a stop to this most recent attempt to engage the FCC as the news police. On November 1st, the FCC issued a public notice announcing a field test for the research design of a multi-market study of critical information needs, the CIN study. The proposed design for the CIN study shows a startling disregard for not only the bedrock constitutional principles that prevent government intrusion into the press and other news media, but also for the lessons learned by the Commission's experience with the Fairness Doctrine. Although the Commission's stated reason for the report is to inform the Commission in taking deregulatory action to lower market entry barriers for entrepreneurs and other small businesses. It's hard to read this and see it for anything other than what it is. Fairness Doctrine 2.0. The study plans to undertake a qualitative analysis of providers, which appears to seek information on how all new local news outlets, whether regulated by the FCC or not, select and prioritize news coverage. This didn't get nearly enough attention when it was first brought up. And quite frankly, it's a shocking overreach by the FCC. The FCC's mission is not in any way to regulate content. That's why the fairness doctrine is gone, and it raises into question even the obscenity rules. The FCC's mission was never about content. It morphed into that over the years. But in the Federal Communications Act of 1934, that was never its mission. This is a stunning overreach that goes far beyond the fairness doctrine. Why do you want to study? Why do you want to analyze how news is selected and which news is rejected? Why do you want to do that? It's chilling. And this does need to be suffocated in the crib. Because this is a power overreach beyond anything, those of us who are worried about the reinstatement of the fairness doctrine. All right, I'm not going to have a lot of time, but I want to get to the budget deal in just a moment. As we hear the Christmas bumper, yeah, a listener is right. The caller from Central Wisconsin gave a lot of misinformation about slaughterhouses. A lot of what she said is just patently not true. I tried to say that, but I didn't say it firmly enough. It's 10:48.
Jerry Bader Show.